Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Okay, you got it dialed up right there. All right, let's give it another go right here. Let's see what we can get here. Trying to get a hold of Liv the Web Girl. We have not heard from her all morning. We've texted her about 10 times. We have reached out to her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. No response from him. We don't have Liv's parents' number, and usually they listen all the time. So normally they would give us a call because they freak out when Liv mentions anything on air. And our boss, too, she didn't really want to tell us what's going on. She doesn't know. I think we're going to get voicemail again, guys. I mean, her phone's on. That's good, but...
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
I just, like, don't even know what to think at this point because it is definitely weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way she's sleeping in this late. Like, our bodies are used to waking up
early.
It'd
be awake by now, yeah.
Yeah. So even if she sleeps in, she's not going to be that far off from when her alarm goes off. So I feel like at this point, either something is preventing her from answering or she is purposefully not answering.
Like just ignoring the calls?
Yes. So it's one of those.
All right. Ray, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you got a theory or a thought for this?
Yeah. Honestly, it could be a family emergency and there could just be too much going on at the point in time to really just have anything really be said.
I really hope that's not it, because that would be terrible, but you are, I mean, that could be right.
No, my question is, and I mean, I'm not mad at her, like, I don't want to be like, oh, I don't care about your family emergency, tell us, but do you think she could at least text, like, hey, I got something going on? Like, I remember when my dad died, and I was like, hey, I'm not coming into work tomorrow, my dad passed away. Like, I remember that. Like, I didn't talk to anybody else, and I'm like, okay, do what you got to do, but I at least let them know. And I hope none of that's what happened, but I'm just saying, don't you think she could at least text us?
No, I understand that, but I mean, think about it. If there's too much going on at one time, maybe she doesn't have her phone on her. I mean, she could have, you know, there could just be way too much stuff going on. She's not even looking at her phone. If there's something too important, sometimes in the heat of the moment, you're not thinking about it.
All right. Hey, Ray, those are some interesting thoughts and ideas. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number if you have something to call in. 833-563-2539. You can also let us know on social media if you got anything. Just send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
So basically, just in case you don't know, yesterday right after the show, she gets a phone call. She's like, hello. I mean, that's like how she's answering. Runs out of the studio, out of the building, never to be seen again. We called her boyfriend this morning. He did not answer. We've called her several times. She hasn't answered. When we called our boss was number one. Her initial reaction was mad that we were bringing this up and talking about it on the air. Two, our boss said that she received a phone call from somebody, she said, a higher power or something. Isn't that what she said? And she said she could not talk any more about it or say anything else, and that's all she knew.
Charisse, this is God. Hello.
Like, but to me, how she worded it, it almost sounded like a police situation.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's like where I hope everything's okay. But if that is the case, I'm not as worried that something bad happened to her. Like, she's in danger. I'm not saying like she may, I don't know, like maybe she did get in trouble.
I mean, let's
maybe
think about what we arrested. Know. What we know about Liv the Web Girl is she's had major issues with her license and registration and stuff like that going the last couple of months. Like,
And we have talked
expired.
About it, and we have talked about it on air too. Well, we've been talking about that for months, though, about how she's like, "Well, I'm going to get my registration
later."
She
didn't have insurance for a minute. Then, like, she had her license suspended. She claimed that then the insurance fixed it, and it was like expunged or something. I don't know, but maybe there was a mess up.
Pork Chop went with her. You went last week or something? You guys were there for 3 or 4 hours getting that fixed.
Yeah, I thought we got it fixed.
I mean, that's the only illegal activity that we know of that she's at least admitted on the air.
But we've had listeners say, do you think she has a drug addiction? And we don't believe that to be the case. I mean,
yeah,
Liv likes to party and dab, but that's just her personality.
Yeah, she's a little ditzy, but I think that's the blondness. She does wear long sleeves, but it is winter, so I wouldn't contribute that to drug addiction.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of at a loss for words. I don't have any, I don't have anything else. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. I just wanted to chip in on the Liv issue.
Yeah, you're on the air right
this
now.
Is awesome.
Yeah, what do you want to say?
When you mentioned the illegal activities, I remembered her conversation yesterday where she talked about looking through people's records.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that could be it.
She
said that is illegal.
She said she had, what was it, a job, and that she was allowed
to look through. Yeah, she swore up and down it wasn't
illegal. She was allowed to, but I'm like, just because you work for the IRS doesn't mean you can look at people's income.
Is it possible that someone from like the local police department would just call her just to say, we want to talk to you about this?
Maybe something happened because of some information she had.
But why would she not be here, though? I'm saying it wouldn't happen that quick that she, for example, she wouldn't be in jail that quick, right?
I mean, they wouldn't put her in jail, but maybe she just like
interrogation.
I don't know, for some reason didn't want to come in. Maybe, I don't know.
And I did tell her, I said, I'm pretty sure I think that's illegal.
Oh, I did too. And she's like, no, it's not. I had access to it. I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
I mean, I'm banging my head against a wall.
I mean, the fact is we don't have any facts. We don't know. We'll have to wait until tomorrow. Obviously, things are going to start getting serious if, like...
What if we don't hear anything
today? I mean, obviously, if by the afternoon we still haven't heard anything, I mean, then we're going to have to start really getting serious and having the company look up somehow in her emergency contacts, like her parents, and start asking questions. But hopefully, we are going to hear from her, you know, as the show wraps up. But in the meantime, if you want to go back on our podcast, just search for The Joe and Alex Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher, etc. You can go back and listen to the conversation with our boss from earlier, because that was definitely interesting.
You know, I thought this was going to all start out as just, Liv being late.
Yeah.
But now I feel like, now I'm nervous and I almost feel like we shouldn't have talked about it on the air.
No,
I'm definitely nervous. Well, I mean,
how do you not talk about the elephant in the room?
I don't know.
That's like, if I'm not here, like, you just don't say anything?
I mean, that's weird.
At first, yeah, okay. You know, like, she's probably late. Ha ha. But now, like, she's
like,
not
if we knew she was on vacation, yeah, you don't have to say, hey, Liv's on vacation today. That's okay.
I mean, if her phone was dead and not even ringing, then I'd be even more freaked out. Because then I'm like, she's in a white van somewhere with no windows.
Well, of course, Alex is always like, dun, 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 dun.
I'm not like totally hopeless or anything. You know what I mean? I'm going to wait it out just a little bit.
All right.
Before I really freak out.
Mary, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Yes, this is Mary.
Yeah, what did you want to say?
I think Liv is pranking you guys. I think she's teaching you guys a lesson.
In what?
A lesson for what?
Getting into her business.
She works on a radio show.
Yeah,
our job is to get into each other's business.
Yeah, if we don't get into the business, we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, well, she's making the whole show about her today.
Well, that's true. I mean,
that's Alex's job usually, but
she's solidified her brand now at the end of this show.
All right, thank you, Mary. Yeah. Kristen, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
We had a similar situation like this kind of happen, except for the doctor did fortunately return to work as if everything was okay. We had somebody call up at the clinic asking for the doctor, and I put her through. And they basically said that she owed debt, and that if she didn't come forward with some money, that he knew where she lived, and he knew where her kids went to school and everything.
What?
She did end up actually leaving work and withdrawing out, like, a huge amount of money to, like, meet up with these people. Or she actually gave them her credit card information, hoping that that's all that would happen. They would just take the money and be done. But they actually cleared out her entire account. She went to the police station, reported it, and it turned out it was just, like, fraudulent activity.
Whoa!
Yeah, so I hope it's not something that happened like that and just, like, went super wrong, and that's what's going on with her right now, but...
Yeah. Well, we will definitely keep you up to date tomorrow.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.